Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. The attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you to please tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My co-host Kevin Passara and I will be alternating these shows, and we're dedicating them to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. Also, a reminder that this show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Now, I wanted to go over what we're going to talk about today. As always, we'll have some news you can use, and then we'll have an expert, Ann Alworth, and she's a national educator and consultant with MegaFood. What we will be discussing is thyroid. We'll tell you what it is, how it works, and we'll talk a lot about low thyroid function, which is extremely common today. And we'll talk about treatments, natural and otherwise. So I look forward to Ann being on the show. I also want to remind you there's a great sale right now at Village Green, and you can get 30% off on their Pathway products for sleep. That's sleep support, Pathway's healthy sleep support, 30% off, and their L-theanine, that's T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, a naturally relaxing amino acid, and then Pathway's melatonin, which is the agent hormone that helps with sleep, and it sets your sleep cycle. All these are 30% off. They also have 25% off on many other brands, including MegaFood, and we'll be talking a little bit about MegaFood on the show today. So just a reminder, tune in next Saturday. Kevin Passara will be discussing with Bethesda Green a lot of going green ideas and marketing, what's happening in Bethesda, and Dave Heffernan will be his guest. So let's turn to news you can use. Since we're talking about thyroid, why don't we cover a little bit about what is most current in the news on thyroid? Well, here's a good study that discusses that selenium deficiency is associated with goiters in children. Well, what is a goiter? A goiter is a swollen thyroid gland, and this happens when the gland is responding to low thyroid function. As the gland goes into low thyroid function, it becomes swollen, and sometimes this is quite evident just looking at a person, but a doctor would, of course, be evaluating the thyroid and could feel it perhaps before it's visible. So this was a nice study on children, and it showed that selenium was a very common deficiency. And we know that selenium is extremely important for thyroid hormone production and function. So that makes a lot of sense. Now, selenium is, as I said, is important, but also zinc is important. And a lot of people are not aware that this is a balancing act. If you have too much selenium, it can suppress zinc, and too much zinc, it can suppress selenium. And zinc is equally important in thyroid hormone production and efficiency. So zinc deficiency is another deficiency that shows up in low thyroid function. And when they evaluate patients on zinc or on selenium, they also look at iron, because if we overutilize zinc, we can suppress iron. And lo and behold, another study shows that iron deficiency is another common occurrence in people who have goiters and or low thyroid function. And this was an excellent study of women who had goiters, again, the swollen thyroid, and they had a commonality of low iron or iron deficiency. It was quite prevalent. and iron supplementation actually improved the efficacy of thyroid metabolism in these women. So again, if we use excess iron, we can also suppress some of the other minerals that we discussed. Now, here's another aspect to low thyroid function. This was an interesting study on 1,500 subjects, and it involved alcohol and its effect on thyroid function. And it was 1,500 people between the ages of 35 and 60 years old. There were 599 males and almost 900 females. So it was a good representative study. And what they found that alcohol intake was found to be on the average of 30.6 grams a day among men and about half that much among women. And as they looked at it, the increased risk of thyroid enlargement was even greater in women than men, but both men and women consuming that amount of alcohol ended up with thyroid enlargement. And we mentioned that thyroid enlargement, called goiter, is what happens initially when the thyroid is low. And that's what a goiter is. Also, if people don't have iodine, the same thing will happen. Thyroid hormone is made of tyrosine and iodine. Triiota tyrosine is thyroid hormone. So we link all of these together, and we see that consuming alcohol on a regular basis is not good for thyroid function. And when people have low thyroid function, some of the symptoms include depression. And alcohol is often a self-medication for depression, so you can see some connections there. So if you have low thyroid function, you want to look at your diet and lifestyle. You want to see that you're getting your minerals, that you're taking in a good diet. And you also want to make sure you've got good iron, zinc, selenium, iodine. And we'll talk more about this when Ann comes on the show. I did want to give you a few green tips, because we do that with every show, reminding you to recycle. And most people now know to recycle their cans, bottles, and paper, but many other items should avoid those landfills too. Curbside waste management companies may not accept these items: plastic bags, batteries, cell phones, motor oil, light bulbs, etc. But it's very important to dispose of them properly. And you can find out how to do this and what's appropriate for your area by going to Earth 911 and entering your zip code for a list of locations near you. Now, I want to emphasize that the light bulbs, the new light bulbs that conserve energy, unfortunately have mercury. They cannot be just thrown in the trash. We need proper disposal so that the mercury does not get into the containers, into the soil, into the air. Mercury is quite a contaminant. And another suggestion, buy only what you need and try to shop locally for food items, because shopping locally helps support what we call sustainable agriculture, and it reduces fuel consumption that's required for transporting food from distant locations. And as we have around here in the Washington area, many farmers markets, many local producers with plenty of food, and a lot of our restaurants, I love this, the restaurants are now listing which local farmers and local producers they're using in the restaurants. So try to frequent restaurants that do support the local farmers. And another one, good suggestion here, stop buying bottled water. Now, I know people get confused because for a long time it was pushing bottled water, but we talked to you a lot about the plastics and some of their problems. Instead, use gallon or large jugs and fill sturdy reusable bottles with them, and they're non-plastic reusable bottles that are available. Better yet, install a water filter in your faucet to avoid purchasing the plastic containers altogether. And you should not use disposable water bottles over again, since the chemicals in the plastic actually begin to contaminate your water after repeated use, and they shouldn't be exposed to too much heat as well. You can also make your own non-toxic cleaning products. We've talked about this on the show. if you can eat something and make it a cleaning product, that's a product that has a lot of use. And many items you already have will do amazing jobs cleaning. And so keep these handy to make your own cleaning products. Baking soda, borax, lemons, olive oil, white vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, and washing soda. And find good homes for all those unwanted things. Donate old but wearable clothes to charities and keep those that are worn or stained for rags. Reuse, recycle. Animal shelters are in great need of blankets. Sometimes people aren't aware of this. Sheets and towels, regardless of their condition. And you can donate toys to children's homes, hospitals, and preschools. You could have a yard sale or on eBay to make some extra money. So there are lots of ways that we can contribute to improving our environment. I want to ask you to hang in there. We are going to be back after this break, and we'll be talking to Ann Allworth, and we'll talk about thyroid and supplements. This is Dana Lake with Village Green on the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're just about to talk with Ann Allworth, and she's been on the show before, and I'm always pleased to have Ann back. She's with Mega Food, and she's a national educator and consultant, and we are going to discuss the thyroid, what it is, how it works, and how we can make it work well. Hi, Ann. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Dana. It's very nice to be back.
As always, I know you have lots of good information. Let's go over a little bit about the basics on the thyroid and how it functions and get that set so when we talk about it, it makes sense to our listeners.
That sounds like a great place to start, Dana. The thyroid gland is really part of the endocrine system, and it is very, very important in our all kinds of activities in our body. It's a butterfly-shaped gland that's located in the neck, right on either side of what people refer to as the Adam's apple. And inside the thyroid gland are things called follicles where the thyroid hormones are made. And the thyroid gland actually makes two kinds of hormones. They make thyroxin and triiothyronin, which are referred to respectively as T4 and T3. And these are hormones that are made from the amino acid tyrosine and the mineral iodine. And what's interesting is that, you know, the gland produces these hormones, and they're stored in these follicle-like structures, which are sort of like little balloons within the thyroid gland. But the thyroid gland produces much more T4 than T3, but the T3 is much more active than T4. So, and this, of course, is the thyroid gland as part of the endocrine system is regulated by the master gland of the endocrine system, the pituitary gland. And so the pituitary gland secretes something called thyroid-stimulating hormone, which causes the pituitary gland to produce more hormones. And, you know, the thyroid, if we think of the if we can make an analogy to a thermostat, then the thyroid gland would be the furnace, but the pituitary gland would be the thermostat. And so if the thyroid hormone production was analogous to the heat that the furnace produces, then the thermostat, of course, is going to sense how much heat, or in the case of the thyroid gland, the thyroid hormones are being produced. And so there are receptors within the pituitary gland that detect how much thyroid hormone is circulating in your bloodstream, and then when there's too little, it will cause thyroid stimulating hormone to be sent to the thyroid gland and say, make more hormone.
I like your analogy. I think that makes it easy to understand that the thermostat being the pituitary and the furnace being the thyroid and the TSH being the message
right.
to the furnace, to the thyroid, put out more hormone.
Right, and then there's actually another layer of control, which is at the level of the brain, the hypothalamus, and that is a place which sort of is controlling the thermostat in terms of telling it, you know, setting the levels of what the heat should be. So there's a second level of control, which is what's called thyrotropin-releasing hormone that is secreted by the hypothalamus that acts on the pituitary gland, which regulates how much thyroid-stimulating hormone is secreted. So it gets a little bit more complicated there. But that's because, you know, you have to have another level of control because you may have conditions in your body physiologically where you're going to be needing more thyroid hormone or less thyroid hormone. And part of the reason for that is because, except for the thyroid gland itself, the testes, the spleen, and the uterus, thyroid hormones act on every cell in the body, which is why there, when you have a problem with it, there are widespread and global symptoms, whether you're having too much thyroid or too little thyroid.
We talked earlier, I explained a little bit about low thyroid function being hypo, and I always remind people that's hypo rhymes with low. And then you just mentioned high thyroid function, which is hyper. Thyroid
right.
function. So either one is abnormal. Let's talk a little bit more about the gland and T4 and T3 and how they work.
Okay. Well, the thyroid hormones, the T4 is pretty much converted to T3 in the peripheral system. So the gland itself, as I said before, makes much more T4 than T3. But the action takes place, so to speak, when T3 binds to receptors within cells. And when the receptors bind in these cells, they cause widespread activity. So they have huge effects. So, for example, the effects on carbohydrate metabolism are very dramatic, and the thyroid hormone stimulates almost all aspects of carbohydrate metabolism, including the rapid uptake of glucose by cells. It also increases what's called glycolysis, which is the breakdown of glycogen. It increases the rate of absorption from your GI tract, and it even increases insulin secretion. So it has very profound effects on, carbohydrate metabolism. It also has very profound effects on fat metabolism, and in your body, lipids are metabolized from your tissue, in your fat tissue, in response to thyroid hormone, which then is going to increase the free fatty acid concentration in your bloodstream. It also accelerates the oxidation of free fatty acids by cells once the free fatty acids are out there. Now, what the other thing, sounds a little counter to what I just said, but thyroid hormone actually decreases the quantity of cholesterol and triglycerides in the plasma, even though it increases the fatty acids, the free fatty acids. So if you just think about one of these things, so we're just talking about the many things that they do, but right off the bat, if you don't have enough thyroid hormone, what's going to happen is you're going to get increased concentrations of cholesterol and triglycerides, and that's always going to, not be a good thing, pretty much. And that's one of the symptoms of, hypothyroidism is increased cholesterol.
And I think that is widely not recognized, and mainly because the standards for TSH, the thyroid-stimulating hormone, are too broad and include too many people that fall into that low thyroid function in that beginning area. And so they're put on medications for elevated cholesterol when, in fact, it's the thyroid that's malfunctioning.
Right, that's very true. And what you've just said is quite true in this country, that it's said that as many as 80% of people suffering from hypothyroidism are the allopaths call subclinical, because they don't meet the criteria for diagnosis. And that is kind of sad, because there are many other ways of testing. And you mentioned the TSH levels, to test for thyroid gland, truly you need to measure more than just TSH or T4 and T3. You need to really get a good complete kind of testing, a whole battery of tests that include, measuring the TSH, the free T4, the free T3, and also what's called RT3, which is reverse T3, which is kind of a T3 that doesn't work right. It's an inactive T3, and that can, really mess people up.
Well, I like to call that when the brake pedal. If T4 converts to T3 in the cells, that's the gas pedal, but it can also convert, as you mentioned, to reverse T3, and that's the brake pedal. So you're correct. It's like adjusting legs on the table. It is not sufficient to look at one leg, called TSH.
Right, right. And then there are other things, too, because, one of the greatest causes, as I'm sure you know, of hypothyroidism is something called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disorder. And, you can test for that by, checking antithyroglobulin molecules and antithyroid peroxidase antibodies. And both of those are antibody molecules that we're looking at.
Well, I want us to go into the autoimmune part more in our next segment, and we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll cover that. So listeners, you're listening to Ann Allworth, and she's with Megafood. We're talking about the thyroid on The Essentials of Healthy Living, Progressive AM Talk 1260. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, and I'm alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passero, who will be on the following week. So you will hear each one of us, we alternate every other week, bringing you health information and anything about your health and about diet, nutrition, lifestyle, exercise. I want to remind you, too, that there's a great sale at Village Green, 30% off on all of the sleep aids made by Pathways, the Healthy Sleep Support, theanine, and melatonin. So get down there. The sale ends at the end of August, August 31st, and there are many other brands that are for sale for 25% off. Now, welcome back to the show, Anne. We've been talking about the thyroid, and you mentioned about antibodies to the thyroid and what that can do. So let's go into more detail on what autoimmune thyroid conditions are.
Well, certainly autoimmune conditions of the thyroid include Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease, and those are both conditions where your immune system begins attacking the cells of your thyroid gland. And so by measuring antibodies for the two molecules I mentioned just before the break, the anti-thyroglobulin antibodies and the anti-thyroid peroxidase antibodies, you can get a measure of whether or not there is an autoimmune disorder active. And then, you know, that could be a way of helping the physician to understand whether or not the person has an autoimmune disorder of the thyroid gland.
And let's talk about the two ends of the spectrum here, that Hashimoto's thyroiditis is the autoimmune low thyroid function, and Graves' is when too much hormone gets put out. We call it a thyroid storm, and the person gets palpitations, loses weight quickly, can be at risk for heart damage. And people can switch back and forth. And I think years ago, you either had one or the other. But people can go from an autoimmune low thyroid function, Hashimoto's, and switch to Graves' if it continues. So that's kind of new information.
Yes, that is new information. And I think what's interesting, and you just brought up with the too much thyroid hormone, we didn't finish talking about all the effects that the thyroid hormone has on the body, but that's about as an indicator of that, because there's a strong effect on the cardiovascular system. For example, it increases, the hormone itself increases blood flow and cardiac output. So if you have too much of it, of course, this is not going to be a good thing. On the flip side is that, you know, so if you don't have enough, then you're going to have decreased blood flow and decreased cardiac output, which is one of the reasons why when you have not enough thyroid hormone, you have decreased blood flow, which gives a very strong cold intolerance. And those are just a couple of the ways that understanding what the thyroid hormone does can then, you know, give us a sense of the symptoms. As you mentioned, the palpitations, now that's going to cause the heart rate to go way too fast, and so people are, their heart is going to be beating way too fast. And of course, that's never a good thing. And then the effect on body weight, you know, the thyroid hormone, because thyroid hormone increases the basal metabolic rate in practically all the cells in your body, then of course you're going to lose weight if you have too much of it. And the flip side is also true. If you don't have enough, then you're going to gain weight in most cases.
Well, let's summarize some of the main symptoms. Most people know that with low thyroid, there's fatigue and increased weight gain or inability to lose it easily, this cold extremities, lower body temps, hair loss. But there are other symptoms, too, that people may not be aware of. Let's pull all of them out if we can.
Okay, well, there's, you know, the fatigue also goes with excessive sleepiness. So people who are hypothyroid will typically be sleeping, you know, 12 to 14 hours and still feel tired.
Right.
Dry skin is another very common symptom, and you mentioned hair loss, but you can also have your hair becomes coarse and very brittle. Increased blood pressure is another symptom. Decreased concentration. Constipation is a symptom of hypothyroidism, and the flip is true for hyperthyroidism, that you have diarrhea. And then other things include muscle cramps and muscle pain, because, you know, the thyroid gland has an effect on your muscles as well, and so that's the reason why you get those symptoms. You have decreased concentration with hypothyroidism. You have memory problems, also decreased glucose metabolism, which of course makes sense from what we said earlier with the carbohydrate metabolism, decreased sex drive, and one common thing that I don't think I've ever figured out why this happens, but it has probably got something to do with the skin and, you know, but that people commonly have bags under their eyes if they're hypothyroid.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That is such a giveaway. And I'm not sure either. It might be the edema, because they tend to have edema in their extremities and edema, they're puffy. And those eyes get puffy. It's a giveaway.
Yep.
And the high cholesterol, you mentioned that earlier, too, that cholesterol will go up.
Right. And you know, one of the things you mentioned and that people, I don't think, realize, and sadly for all those folks who are subclinical, that high cholesterol, if they're not aware of it, is, you know, associated with severe atherosclerosis. You know, when people have hypothyroidism for many years, they can then end up with atherosclerosis because of the high cholesterol that's there.
And also the infertility. It's very important to have optimum thyroid when you want to get pregnant, because low thyroid function will push you into infertility.
That's very true.
And if a mother's low thyroid when she's pregnant, there is increased risk for problems with the infant, including mental acuity problems, learning disabilities.
That's right. And the other thing, too, that's true relative to the, you know, female reproduction is that, you know, oftentimes with hypothyroidism, there's more, you know, greater PMS symptoms perimenopausal symptoms and menopausal symptoms.
Makes it worse. So let's talk about how we can help a thyroid be optimum. A lot of people rush right in and start on medications, but there's so much we can do to help T4 convert to T3 and to support the thyroid. So let's go into those aspects as well.
Okay, well, I think, you know, one of the things that is kind of a something that people have in our society a lot of is stress. And the effects of stress on the thyroid gland are profound because the way our body reacts to stress is, of course, to secrete cortisol. And cortisol, it turns out, inhibits the conversion of T4 to T3, and it also inhibits the secretion of TSH. So that is an issue. And in fact, I think it's 80% of people who have adrenal fatigue are also hypothyroid because they have, you know, too much circulating cortisol all the time, and that is going to be one thing. So stress is an issue. Stress is an issue in terms of, you know, thyroid function and converting T4 to T3. So that's one thing that, you know, people could try to do some meditation and, you know, try to decrease the stress in their life. And then, you know, exercise is always good no matter what. And then there are some nutritional options that can help, you know, support the thyroid gland. And these include things like Google. Google is very important because it actually stimulates thyroid function, and so it's going to stimulate all activities of the thyroid gland, including the conversion of T4 to T3. It's also going to help because it's going to stimulate the liver's metabolism of cholesterol, which is, you know, one of the reasons, because the liver is so involved in cholesterol metabolism. If you have not enough thyroid hormone, then, you know, your cholesterol levels are going to be high. Certainly, iodine and selenium are critical to thyroid hormone production because the selenium is a cofactor for one of the enzymes, but iodine is part of the T4 and T3 molecules. So iodine it gets added onto tyrosine, the amino acid tyrosine, to make the T4 and T3. So that's iodine and selenium are important nutrients to have, as well as tyrosine. You must have enough tyrosine.
And I mentioned it earlier, and so did you. It shows how much the balance counts with this, and that zinc and copper, iron, are also important in function and thyroid health. What I want to do is go in to more information in the next and our final segment coming up. On the thyroid, nutrition, some of the products that are available, and talk a little bit about those goitrogens, the foods that in excess can be a problem. So that would be a good thing to fill people in on. And I just want to remind you, listeners, that you've been listening to Ann Allworth. We're on the Essentials of Healthy Living, AM 1260, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay back with us. Please stay with us, and we'll be back after this break for our final segment.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Get down there before the end of August. There's a great sale, 30% off on some pathway products that are devoted to sleep, the sleep support, theanine and melatonin. And welcome back for the final segment, Anne, of our show. And we've been talking about the thyroid, and we're now discussing what we can do to benefit thyroid function. And one of the first you mentioned, the most important, is to reduce stress. And we've talked about the importance of Google, of iodine, selenium, and tyrosine, and a lot of other nutrients, zinc, copper, iron. We know the B vitamins help as well.
Yep.
And let's talk a little bit about diet as well. What can people do in manipulating the diet to support optimum thyroid function?
Well, I think certainly you, in terms of optimizing it, you want to stay away from certain foods that you mentioned just a minute ago before the break, what we call goitrogens. And what's interesting is that a goiter, and I think a lot of the listeners have probably heard of goiters, but this is an enlargement of the thyroid gland that occurs when the thyroid gland is having a hard time making thyroid hormone. And there are foods that cause this to happen particularly, and those are what are called goitrogens. I think you referred to them as goitrogens.
Mm-hmm.
And they include a variety of foods, and some of them are, one category is the cruciferous vegetables that, of course, include broccoli and cabbage, which it's kind of sad because they have such other excellent things in them, as far as phytonutrients, but they are goitrogens. So broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, mustard greens, rutabaga, turnips, cauliflower, all of those, if you have an issue, those should be avoided in terms of diet. Soybeans and things with isoflavones also have been indicated as being goitrogens. And I recently heard that strawberries and peaches also can be goitrogenic.
Really?
Yep.
So now I can hear people out there saying, oh, no, now we're in trouble. But what I tell people is it's about balance. And these are not foods to completely avoid. But we're not going to be eating large amounts of Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, excessively soy, and you just mentioned peaches. It's balance. It's including these foods in our diet. I find some of my patients become afraid of the foods,
right,
as if they have to avoid them completely, and that's just not accurate.
Right. It's very definitely true that you just want to not, eat lots of it, and that's for sure.
And actually, if we're trying to suppress thyroid function because of excessive thyroid function, then we can utilize those foods therapeutically to try to bring it down. Of course, that doesn't replace medication when somebody is in a dire situation with palpitations, high blood pressure. They need to be with a physician immediately.
Right, of course. That's absolutely true. And as we think about things that can be supportive, I think you mentioned the B vitamins, particularly folic acid, I think is one that's pretty important. And holy basil is good. And some of the sea vegetables, or seaweed is good to, in terms of diet, because, of course, of the iodine that's there.
Sure.
And that's a substrate that is necessary to create those hormones.
What about some combination products? Because I know folks out there are thinking, okay, you've mentioned about 10 to 15 nutrients that can support thyroid, but there are some nice combinations out there.
Right. And of course, Megafood has a great product, which is called Thyroid Strength, which, you know, supports the thyroid gland, but importantly, support, you shouldn't take it for hyperthyroidism. It really has substances in it that are supportive of a person with hypothyroidism. So it contains Google and iodine and selenium. It has holy basil in there because holy basil decreases cortisol levels, and I mentioned before that cortisol inhibits the conversion of T4 to T3.
Right.
It has something called coleus for scoli root, which is also known as forskolin, and this we know is a thyroid modulator, and it increases thyroid hormone production itself, but it also stimulates the conversion of T4 to T3. It does that by activating something called cyclic AMP, which is an intracellular messenger that causes that conversion of T4 to T3. And the other thing that forskolin does is it's a hypotensive, which, remember, people with low thyroid have high blood pressure, so it helps to lower blood pressure, and it also acts as an antidepressant, and that, too, is important for people who are hypothyroidist. One of the symptoms is often, depression.
Right.
The formula also contains carob pod, which has lots of tannins, so this helps to reduce cholesterol in the bloodstream. And it has whole carrot in there, and that's because vitamin A is critical for the production of the T4 hormone.
So vitamin A, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's not a nutrient that's often linked with a healthy thyroid function.
Mm-hmm. And it is critical, though. And the formula also contains tyrosine and bladder rack, laminaria digitata, and Irish moss, which, of course, are sea vegetables that are providing iodine. And so it's a very complete formula, and we've had lots of anecdotal evidence of people doing really well with the formula. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, which is not a comprehensive thyroid formula, but is vitamin D. And I'm a big proponent of vitamin D, because vitamin D does so many, many things, and it might be a great topic for a show in the future, I think. But there is evidence that vitamin D is very useful in helping with autoimmune disorders, and perhaps particularly with autoimmune disorders of the thyroid gland. I've recently seen that, and so just wanted to bring that up, because I think that's just one of the many, many things that vitamin D does. Well, it's really not vitamin D, but because vitamin D is, of course, a pre-hormone, but it's an interesting topic and a little off of what we're talking about, but because of its role in helping with people with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, particularly, I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, it's a valuable one in autoimmunity, and I'm glad you did, because it's getting a lot of press, and I think it deserves the press. We have woefully undershot the mark on vitamin D for probably 50 years, and finding out that the old recommendations are way too low, and the new recommendations are 2 to 3 times higher. And we have better tests now, and we're isolating and finding out the initial signs and symptoms of D. So it's a good one, and we talk about it a lot on this show because, as you know, Anne, it affects so many parts of the body and so many conditions. So.
Oh, absolutely, and it's, you know, I think it's because it was misnamed as a vitamin originally because of, you know, the early research that was done, and that it really isn't a vitamin at all, because we can make it in our body. So
yes.
And then the fact that it's a pre-hormone, and then that gets, you know, changed into a hormone that's a steroid hormone that's, as you said, has woefully, you know, been, we don't have enough. And of course, people using sunscreen all over the place are inhibiting their conversion of, you know, actually inhibiting the production of the pre-hormone. And then, of course, if you don't have the pre-hormone, you will never have the hormone that's so important. And like, I believe actually we're beginning to see that vitamin D receptors are actually more widespread in the body than even thyroid hormone receptors.
Yes, that is the new information. Well, I want to thank you again for such a thorough job, and I love that people can actually come away from the show and have something they've learned and that they can make a change right away. So thank you, Ann, for contributing to that.
Well, thank you for having me, Dana. I enjoy doing the show with you.
Well, listeners, I'm sorry that we're at the end of another show. I do want to remind you to tune in next Saturday. Kevin Pissarro, my co-host, will be interviewing Dave Heffernan, and they'll be talking about Bethesda Green and all the exciting things happening with Bethesda Green. And I want to thank you for joining us and remind you we're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living, which is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Remember, please, to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Pissarro for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
WWRC, Washington.